Arthur Mendoza, protege of Stella Adler, teaches Stella's technique exactly as she learned it from Stanislavski himself, the inventor of the modern technique of acting. Arthur helped Stella Adler open her Conservatory West acting school, and after teaching under Stella for over 10 years, he started his own school, Actor's Circle Theater, where he has been teaching for over 20 years now. Arthur has taught and worked with such talents as Mark Ruffalo, Benicio del Toro, Selma Hayek, and Jason Momoa, just to name a few, and has done script analysis with Michael Mann since Dances with Wolves.
I really try not to judge people. I can't judge people. I think the better I become, and I have had people really, really, in the last year, really test my patience, and they tested my ability to be humble. They did some horrible things that are out of line for a student to do, and I just had to suck it up. And, you know, it didn't hurt my feelings. I was disappointed yet again. Because this actress, I thought she really got it. And she didn't.
How do you feel humility and being humble can impact your career when it comes to understanding the work and really understanding the characters like that?
Well, you have to go into the part with a need to be a part of something. But the humility, I'm going to contribute it. You don't want to stick out. You want to just disappear. The thing that I watch in actors who become very successful, there's these little things that they do, and I go, why are you doing that? Is every character got something on his hands? Or the guys do this? What's wrong with your nose? Pick it and get rid of it.
Right.
It's like, they think that's masculine. It looks stupid. Right. What the hell are you doing? Don't stop it. What are you doing? I hear there's some Kleenex. Pick it, get rid of it. Let's go. I don't like behavior that I recognize. That's okay. If you're going to do that, then don't. Let me give you the old ticket. Let me go in for free if I see the same shit.
Right.
I don't know where Lincoln lives in Denver. I don't know where that lives. I believed him. I don't know where that last and Mohican character lived. Where the hell did he come from?
Right.
And I don't say, oh, there's Dan. I don't see him. He did this other beautiful part that he was nominated for about a man in fabric who was a designer. A brilliant movie. And I didn't see Daniel in there either.
Right.
I don't know who Meryl Streep. I met her. Like, I met her. And she was in a little Donna Karen. And I looked at her and thought, is it you, Meryl Streep? She goes, yeah. And I hugged, oh, don't hug me, I got a cold. I said, are you kidding? I want to catch your cold so I go back to California. Meryl gave me this cold. I hugged her and kissed her, and I didn't get the damn cold.
Right.
I wanted to, because I wanted to say, Meryl gave me this cold. I adore her, I kissed her feet. I said, you are amazing. I don't know who Kramer versus Kramer, Sophie's Choice, Madison County, those women don't know each other. Forget the Devil Wears Prada. That woman doesn't know any of those people.
Yeah.
That's it. Goodbye. Emily, it's like, you were like, oh God, somebody go. I love her work. I don't know how she does it, and I don't care.
Yeah.
I just wanted to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And I never see, and I'm watching her because I adore her. If I adore you, you're in trouble because I'm going to watch you.
Yeah, so the humility and the ability to, you know, perhaps it's, maybe it's pride and ego that gets in the way.
You know,
as I was reading the sonnet,
yeah.
I was talking about unfolding.
And we're no different. Right. We're no different. We're no different. And it,
Have you ever seen that take away someone's talent on stage? Pride and ego? Share some examples. Most likely, right?
He who is without sin, may he cast the first stone. All of you are.
Yeah.
You know, every student goes up there. You want to hit it out of the ballpark. You want to go home with something. I had this boy working on a park. He had a coat and he was sweating. It wasn't the coat. It was what he was feeling.
Yep.
He was nervous and scared to death. He had one of his partner, her, had a corset with her breath up and out. And he said, I think she has nice thighs. Oh, my God. Nice thighs? She's got a corset. And her breasts are about to come out. And you're looking at her hair and thighs? You're afraid. What I want to give my actors is fearless creativity within the boundaries of respect. I don't like that stuff where people break shit. I said, what did you do? Well, you didn't do that in rehearsal. You got to do everything in rehearsal or it's not yours.
Yeah.
Like I get up there and I won't demonstrate for men, but I will demonstrate for women because men will try to duplicate what I do and women can. I mean, what I do with Bunchy, well, those girls would never do it. But they understand. One of my students was doing a working class Italian woman.
Yeah.
And I got up there, I put the apron on. And I did, and I said, that's what I didn't get. You didn't. My grandmother was a working class woman. If you watch Bridges of Madison County, Meryl Streep holds the bowl between her legs. That's how women did. The bowl was always there. They were checking fees, they were doing, but the bowl, if you put your bowl between your legs, they won't do that in Oscar Wilde.
Yeah.
But when you cross your ankle and keep, there's the working class. How you put I love watching this new Princess Markle. The clothes she wears, the stations she has been introduced to, she's getting it. She was an actress. She should. She was an actress. She should. And she's getting it. And the clothes transform her. They're wonderful clothes.
Yeah.
And the hats and the bags. And she's transformed into this duchess.
Yeah.
She loves him. And she says, I will give up my career. I will give up my life and I will come into yours. And she's, but I don't think she's acting. I think she's absorbing what she's supposed to do. And she wants to do what he in the society needs her to be.
Yeah.
She's not fighting it, but they still hold hands. And there's something contemporary about the two of them. But she's lovely. The costume. I have a student in class now. I don't know where she gets all this stuff from. I know she's not rich, but she gets all this stuff from, where'd you get that, Goodwill? Where'd you get that yard sale? And she transforms it.
Yeah.
And the shoes and the skirt and the bustier, she borrowed it from a friend. She does magic.
Right.
And her work is magic.
Yeah.
And she's got the shoes and she did a job that worked. She comes back and she does this hooker in LaRon. It's like, I got to go. I got to do this. When you run from working professionally, run to class, everything's in the right shape.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
I worked, I got to rest. What are you going to rest from? You got to do it. You got to keep going. You don't know what that class, I don't know what she was going to, what, I don't know what she was going to get that night. And the night she got it was the only time it would be given.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I can't make up a class. I can't make up. You're there in that moment, in that time. And going up without being prepared is a waste of time to me. I don't even care if you rehearse it a little bit. Thinking it over in the car is not rehearsal.
Yeah. What do you think the number one thing is that stops an actor from really working and tapping into their inner gifts?
Ego. And ego is like the devil. One time it's fire, one time it's your ego. But yeah, but stop that. I was going to say, nothing in your brain, in your limited experience, is anything I have to learn from. You're here to learn from me. My opinion didn't matter. See, I don't shut people down because we're in a different time, and I have to go. I've got two students and I love them. They're talking half the time in my class, and I have to suck it up and say, just let it go, let it go. You know, when it gets bad, I'll say, hey, excuse me. But they're so excited to be there. Their disrespect doesn't come to me. It comes from them being excited. So I have to not only teach, it's like daycare. I have to monitor every single, there's people who don't ever talk. There's people who sit there and suck it up. That's how they learn. Two of the people that keep talking do some of the best work in class. But I kind of like, you know, I can't slaughter their feelings in exchange for the process. Now, if they sucked, then I'd be on them every minute. But they don't.
Yeah.
And so you have to, like, give and take. Stella would have never put up with that. She would have slaughtered them. And then when they take off their shoes, I got to go. Ugh. But, you know, you give and take. I get good work out of people. And I know it's good.
Yeah.
And so if I bend the rules a little bit, if I turn the other cheek, so be it. I don't wear shorts to class. I don't wear tank top. You know, I dress in a moderate contemporary fashion with respect.
Yeah.
And I always dress for class. I've always got an idea to look a certain way, to gain respect. But I think that there's, and I don't know if my way is the right way. It's the way I'm committed to.
Right. Do you feel that anyone can act if they follow your process? Or
now, this is my theory. This is my theory, and I could be wrong. I think anyone can act if you really desire to. If you come into class and you do everything I say, the best you can do it, you're going to get some results. Now, can you weather the business? That's another thing. Can you survive the business? Stella said I couldn't. Stella said I would be impatient and they wouldn't understand me. One of the things she constantly repeated, she said, darling, you came too early to the party. I said, what are you talking about? That you're too young. I said, for what? For everything. A director who works with me, you know, ran, knocked at my door. And I said, hello. He said, yeah, here's your father. I said, well, he lives in Colton. Archie McDonald said, well, that'd be me. And, okay, well, let's get started. All of a sudden, he dismissed me. Because I had jeans and a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And once I tore apart the script, he shut up.
Yeah. What do you think a good way is for an actor to handle the industry? Or
I asked Stella once when she would have all these great parties with these wonderful actors. And she had Marvin Brando. I saw his name on the card. And I don't know who he had. I said, you were Saint Marie or one somebody. I said, Stella, can I sit next to Brando? Yes, darling. So just move the card. So I sat and I said, well, I got my card next to him. So he came in late and I'm sitting there going, don't be stupid. I said, hello, Mr. Brando. I said, Gary Marlon. I said, hello, Marlon. Shook my hand. I said, so you work for Stella? He knew that. Yeah. But he were eating. What's the secret to acting? He said, stick around. What? Stay with Stella. Stick around. He was telling me that this woman was going to give me not everything I thought I needed. Because she told me I was going to teach years ago. And I kept fighting her. Just, you know, my idea was losers teach. People who can't do it teach. I was from the educator. There was two amazing teachers I had all through my college career. There was other good ones, but two amazing. One of them was Eric Barr, who never gave up on me in undergrad. And of course, Alan Schneider in grad school. And he was very patient with me. They were very patient because I was very bad. I was so angry and so troubled and didn't know where I fit. So I'd make, and I was always walking out. I'd walk out. And then I'd always leave my books and stuff, trying to come back and get the books in my bag. I would never walk out cleaning. You can stay out. I don't have to wait. You know, oh, I left my bag in there. And so, are you coming back? Yeah, I'm coming back. You know, I wanted some big dramatic thing so people would notice me. And I wasted a lot of time. I guess it wasn't wasted because I learned from it now. But when I see people try to take me on, I just, instead of wrecking them and tearing them apart, I try to talk to them. And it doesn't work sometimes. I've lost a terribly, terribly wonderful actress. She's come back and forth and back and forth. And I adore her. But her demons are greater than she is now. And I come to say I can't do anything for her. So she can't come back for a while.
Yeah.
She can't keep coming back and forth and back and forth. And she always leaves a big disruption with big promises. She's not going to do it if she does. And I let her go until I have to snap it.
Yeah.
Then I snap it. Stop it. When she is taking over and disrupting the class for her desperate need to be seen, you can't use class to be fulfilled in your personal garbage.
Yeah.
I demand that you leave it. Put it aside. Give me an hour. Give me the 2 hours. Give me the hours. Give me the time just to give it a shot. Do it my way, and if you can do it my way, then you can go out and do it your way. And if you can do it my way, then you got two ways. You got the way you think you can do it, then you got my way too. But if you're coming to my class, give me a shot to tell you and give you what I know. Give me a shot, just a shot.
Arthur Mendoza has been in this industry for most of his life. His wisdom and experience allow him to train more than just actors. He trains artists. Arthur Mendoza teaches class every Wednesday at Santa Monica Playhouse from 7 to 10 p.m. and coaches privately. Visit actorcircletheater.com for more information.